saved, but the offer's only good for 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know, people can easily be tricked by that, especially if they're desperate enough. And then if they read some letters from people who, whether the letters are real or not, you know, gained something from this, they watch the healing lines and they see people fall over and they make the conclusion, wow, it must be the power of God. So they're drawn in. It's a very seductive thing.
It's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. How do you account for the persistence of this fraud? If you just look back over the past 30 years, some of the biggest scandals in American life have involved these televangelists who have fallen.
Oh,
Ted Haggard, Jimmy Swaggart, Jim Baker. You could go on and on. Some of them have been exposed by investigative reports as just frauds, people who lie deliberately in order to bilk people out of their money. And yet, the industry is bigger than it's ever been. How do you account for that?
You want to know why I think the thing perpetuates itself? Because Satan hasn't died. The counterfeit religion, he's disguised as an angel of light, and his ministers are disguised as angels of light, Paul says. As long as they're Satan, there's going to be false religion. The thing that saddens me is that the church, quote-unquote the evangelical church, has accepted it. Who's rising up to say anything about it? Who's openly condemning it? When I started writing those blogs, and you've been a tremendous help in those, my goal was to say to the world, this is not Christianity. This is not Christianity. This is a fraud. I think the world knows that, but they don't hear Christians say that. They wouldn't expect to hear Christians say it. They think we're in collusion with each other. If you just put it all together, people in America would think that Christians are people who are in this wacky prosperity gospel and are rabidly right-wing politically. And that's how they would define us. There's nothing about the cross of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the glorious gospel of grace. And there's nothing about humility and sacrifice and unselfishness. And so my hope was that we could stir up some action and that the world would pick it up. I need to say this to the church, but I think even more so in the defense of true Christianity and the true gospel, it needs to be said to the world. So I'm going to take every opportunity that the Lord gives me openly and publicly to condemn this. I will take whatever platform comes, and I'm ready to openly condemn this and to say this is not true Christianity, these are not Christian people. This is a satanic fraud and deception. And you know, it's the simple old story. Satan is a deceiver. And wherever you see a counterfeit, you know there's something of value or the counterfeit has no point. But you just have to get past the counterfeit to the real thing. And that to me has been the saddest part of the evangelical movement today. It's unwillingness to unmask